Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to another episode of Hypecast.
The Hypecast.
Show where we get hyped about stuff and things and related stuff things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I am your other co-host, David Bell. And what's going on over here?
Hi.
What's this all about?
I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam.
From podcasts and from the internet.
Podcast
you
Adam.
You know?
You've heard of me. Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. We're shooting a we're recording an early Hypecast.
We are.
It's Wednesday because I'm leaving for a week.
Dave is fucking up our entire enterprise here.
So I'm sure there'll be plenty of great trailers out tomorrow and the next day after we record this.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, because we'll talk about them next week, guys. So you get to wait a whole other week.
Yeah, that's fine.
To hear our thoughts about whatever comes out on Thursday or Friday. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll be late next week, too, because I'm coming back on Thursday.
You son of a bitch.
We normally record.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm fucking everything.
You can't stop.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's all whack.
Ruining everything you touch.
It's whack ass.
I feel like we're still picking up the dog. Or maybe she's just panting. So
oh, yeah, we got a dog in the room.
Hear her.
I don't care. It's a special guest.
It's a good puppy.
Speak. Can you speak?
Can you say something? Fucking say something.
Yeah, she's just panting.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Just blank ass stare from the dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
Way to bomb on the world stage, puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a whole monologue, you know.
Yeah. That's what she told us.
She had a tight five.
Yeah. It was mostly about butts.
Lots of butt stuff. Yeah.
Lots of butt stuff. Mm. And then some racist stuff, too.
She's an edgy comic.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a provocateur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shall we get into the trailers?
Yeah, I don't see why not. The first trailer we have is Frozen 2.
Do you watch these on the show?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm having problems getting into...
Oh, no. Yeah,
you sent me the notes
don't
on
about it.
Facebook,
don't
worry about it. And I can't get to Facebook right
now. We don't watch
right
them on
now.
The show.
Can I go grab my phone so I can see the notes?
Yeah, sure.
I guess I don't need them.
Okay. I mean, I'll tell you.
All right.
You didn't write much notes on this. Like, you don't have many notes.
No, just to follow along.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, we're on Frozen 2. What'd you guys think? It's a bigger trailer, longer trailer.
I mean, it's definitely Frozen 2.
Yeah, it's some adventures, some ice boats.
Yeah, going on some ice boats. There's like some kind of Patronuses.
Mm-hmm.
Some Patroni in there, some mystical horses.
Yeah.
Some rock giants. I don't know what's going to happen.
I've never seen the first Frozen movie.
It's good.
I've also never heard Let It Go all the way through.
No, it's good. You should watch it. You should watch Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I have a hard time with animated movies.
Yeah. It's one of those where it almost, the fucking snowman in it and like the silly characters. It's one of those where it's like, yeah, I get it. It's a kid's movie. But, like, I get annoyed at that shit. Like, in this trailer where it looks like this, like, mystical quest adventure, and then there's some goofy-ass snowman in it, and I'm like, get him out of there. Get him out. He doesn't look like he belongs.
So
like,
you want it to just be dark and scary?
Yeah, I want it to be, like, Neverending Story. Like, I just,
right,
a kid's movie that's, like, kind of serious and
where
the fun nightmares.
Sidekick character drowns in a bog.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely want that snowman to drown.
Want that snowman to drown.
In his own viscera. Like, I want him to melt and then drown.
And then drown. You want him to melt, revealing lungs that have filled
just,
with his own physical form.
He's like RoboCop in the remake, just like lungs and a head.
Right. He aspirates his own melted body.
Yeah.
Right.
God, that would be great. That's the Frozen.
Where's that trailer?
Yeah, where's that fucking
yeah.
God. That movie coming out?
Maybe it's in this. Maybe it's in this, you know?
Yeah, you don't know. Who can say?
Yeah, yeah, no. This is some fingers crossed. But yeah, this is a quest to find what happened to their dead parents.
Is who, it?
I think that's what it is. That's the rumors I heard.
Because it looks like they go to Stonehenge. I'm like, were her parents druids?
Yeah.
Yeah, that did look like Stonehenge in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm sure it will be as good as, because Frozen was a pretty good fucking Disney movie. It's an original cartoon, and it didn't feel like it needed a sequel. But maybe it's good. You know, they stopped doing these direct to DVD sequels, and now they're does the dog have something to say? She looks like she has something to say.
Only she could turn this into chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's rubbing up against the mic. What is she doing? She's okay. She's lumbering off of a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's just standing in the room. We're leaving this in.
This is all good content.
Yeah.
This is good con.
I don't know. Like, Disney sequels haven't been bad lately. As I've said before, yeah. Cinderella 3 is great. So there. I'm curious about this. I liked the first Frozen. It wasn't for me, but it was lovely.
It was for everyone, Dave.
Yeah.
It was for the young and the young at heart.
I felt fucking feelings. That, like, Let It Go is one of those things where it's like, it's so popular. It's like Titanic, where it's like, it becomes so popular that it's like a joke, that it's like mocked of being popular. Then you go back and watch Titanic and you're like, oh, right. I remember why this was popular.
Oh, yeah.
It's epic and it's making me feel feelings. Let It Go is like that, where it's like you watch in the movie and you're like, oh, right. This was really touching,
yeah.
This moment.
I think almost anything that gets that popular, whether you like it or not, you can look at it and figure out why.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's certain things that don't deserve to be popular.
Aerosmith is a band of clowns, yes, at this point in history, but I get why they've been around as long as they have.
Right.
What if Aerosmith was in Frozen 2?
I mean,
they're going to be in Melted 1.
I'm they had their own ride at Disney. I don't know if they still do.
they sure do.
The Rock and Roller Coaster.
They had a video game, too.
Did they?
Hell yeah.
The Rock and Roller Coaster was
Revolution X.
It was such a good roller coaster, except they made you listen to Aerosmith while you're on the roller coaster, which brought it down so many notches for me. It was such a pain in the ass.
Latter-day Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Should we move on to the next trailer then? Because we have more than one trailer. We have several trailers. We have too many trailers, one would argue. The next trailer is Pennyworth. Y'all pumped for Pennyworth?
No.
Not at all.
No. Okay.
Is this like Batman's dad?
Yeah, they did Gotham, and they were like, well, let's go back even more. Batman's butler. It's Alfred Pennyworth.
Man, I don't give a shit.
Alfred fighting Nazis in the 1940s? Like, what the fuck is the timeline here?
All right, here's my argument for it. It's so far removed from Batman that it's not a Batman show, and I am therefore into it. Where I'm like, oh, this is just like a British guy beating people up. This is like that bodyguard show or whatever. And it's just like, fuck it. This is cool. In fact, I would be happy if they never mentioned Batman. But you know they're gonna. You know, like, it's gonna be like the woman in it is like the Joker's mom or something. Like,
yeah, there's gonna be weird ties to Batman that won't make sense.
Yeah, and doesn't need to be there.
Right. They'll make some obtuse reference to bats.
Right.
Or Batman.
Yeah, and and DC will stick with it provided it's bad. If it's good, they're gonna cancel it. But.
Mm-hmm.
Is this on do they have their own streaming?
They do. It's not on it. This is on Epix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They can't handle their own. It doesn't seem like, because what happened with Swamp Thing is they did the Swamp Thing. It's one episode's out. People love it. And it had to get canceled because they couldn't afford it. And now
is that why it got canceled?
Yeah. And now there's talk of like HBO picking it up and stuff. And it's like, so you need another company to save your fucking show.
That's insane.
Show people like.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it just wasn't good, because I remember...
Apparently it's really good.
I read an article that said it was canceled after one episode.
Yep.
But they didn't give any context. They weren't like, because people hated it.
We talked about
there was
this,
no info.
Last week, what happened is they were shooting 13 episodes. They had to reduce it to 10. And at least there's rumors. It's not confirmed anymore. Some people are saying this wasn't what happened. Is that the state they shot it in, they thought they were getting a rebate, and then they weren't.
Oh, shit.
And so it costs them a lot more. And so they're canceling it. And, like, it's that thing of, like, the streaming model. This is what it does. It's companies losing money to make these shows. Like, yes. I doubt HBO is making their money back from Game of Thrones, but, like, it's the biggest show ever. So, well, I'm sure Game of Thrones is actually a bad example. But, like,
yeah,
like Stranger Things and Netflix and these big shows with bigger budgets, they're like, Netflix is in debt, you know, because they're trying to be this thing that will collapse at any moment. So, yeah, when DC is like, let's make a Swamp Thing and give it a really good budget and, like, yeah, they're going to lose money. That's just what's going to happen. Yeah. But yeah, Pennyworth, I'm excited for this to last two seasons, three seasons at most.
Yeah. It'll be a cult fave.
Are you really going to watch this fucking show?
All right. I gave Gotham one episode and I was like, nope. and so I might give this at least one episode. Although if it's on their streaming app, I'm going to give it zero episodes because I don't have that. But if it pops up on Amazon, I'll pay $2 to watch the first episode. Fuck it. Fuck it. That should be it should be Pennyworth. Fuck it. You're going to watch it.
Fuck it.
Why wouldn't you watch it?
Batman's Christing Butler, colon, yep. Who gives a shit?
Yep.
That's the name of the show.
Yep. He's basically better than Batman in this.
He's
beating people up, but without expensive armor. Like, now we know he could beat up Batman.
So are we going to see
the
sad pitfalls in life that lead him to just be Batman's butler?
Right. Well, that's what this actually. Okay, this actually makes sense because Alfred is famously a terrible guardian because Bruce Wayne's parents die and he's like, all right, well, I have this little kid who's grieving. I got to raise him right. Cut to, like, you know, 15 years later, he's dressing like a bat beating up people on the street. Like, yeah. Alfred, oops, you did something very wrong, because kids lose their parents a lot and they don't all turn out to run around the street beating people up. Trying to, like, avenge their parents.
All the cool ones do.
Yes. So, but this makes sense that Alfred is clearly, like, an ex-badass who, like, maybe his knees go bad or something, you know, like, maybe he's just
tore his ACL.
Yeah. And it makes sense now that he's, like, living through Bruce Wayne being, like, you know, like, encouraging him to be a bad.
Well, we do get that story from him in The Dark Knight where he's like, I was hunting a bandit in Burma.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck, like, Alfred?
What the fuck were you doing in Burma?
Fucking
hunting a bandit?
Yeah.
Is he his character from Jaws Revenge in the Batman universe?
That would have been great if that story in Batman was that. And there was a shock.
It was a shark. I ate my airplane.
Oh, I want the Batman movie where he fights that shark.
Yes.
Yep.
You got to work it into Pennyworth.
Loses so many bricks of heroin when the shark drags his plane underwater.
That's how the shark dies. just eats totally. A bunch of bricks of heroin and just stops swimming. Oh,
it's the shark and John Belushi.
All right, any more thoughts on Pennyworth?
Nope.
I'm not going to watch it.
Those are all my thoughts on Pennyworth.
Well, let's move on to the main event.
Mm.
This is Escape Plan The Extractors.
This is the third Escape Plan film.
Yes,
that's one of the few notes I put in there. There are three of these?
Yeah.
There sure are, Adam. And I'll tell you what, this is the second direct-to-video sequel to Escape Plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're trying to hide the fact that there's three of these.
Yes.
Just because it's not mentioned that it's part three whatsoever.
Right. I was not into this up until a point, because I was watching it like, okay, this is a regular. Is that Devon Sawa?
Yeah.
I looked at it like, Devon Sawa.
So Devon Sawa's the villain in this, and he's fighting Stallone. And they even show in the trailer, like, he's got nothing on Stallone. Like, Stallone, like, just punches him in the face.
Right. That's an odd choice for your trailer.
Yeah.
To, like, show the hero just easily beating the shit out of the villain. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited, though, to watch Devon Sawa fucking fight Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking old. Devon Sawa's...
He looks good, though. He looks like he can beat up Stallone in this.
Yeah, he's a lot more cut than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing good.
We follow each other on Twitter. We're pals.
Oh, very Twitter nice.
Pals. Yeah, me and Devon. That's why I call him Devon.
I was going to say, can you get him on this podcast? But it's not my podcast, right. So I don't give a shit.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, maybe we should try to get him on this podcast.
Okay.
Hey, that was my idea.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Fucking, I've had no interest in these movies until this one because I'm just, it's really just, I want to see Devin Sawa fight fucking Stallone. That sounds delightful. Yeah,
my favorite detail about the Escape Plan films is that the only two actors who have been in all three are Stallone and 50 Cent.
Nice.
It's their movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't Schwarzenegger in the first
Curtis
one?
Curtis Jackson.
The first he one sure was actually yeah. about escaping something, right?
Yeah, both the first and second one were about escaping.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one.
This one is about getting into a prison.
Oh, this is like the Taken series.
Exactly. Yeah. There's only so many times they can throw him in jail before they realize, oh, he's just going to escape. He always seems to have an escape plan.
Yeah. I really hope someone like practically looks at the camera and says that. A guard like, geez, this guy sure has a lot of escape plans. Oh, I want that more than anything.
And all the furniture starts screaming like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Ah! I want all of this.
All of this
shark
needs to
from Jaws yeah, any shows of, up on heroin.
If any of that was in the trailer, I would go see this movie for sure.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of movie
purchase?
Is this the kind of movie you go see?
I don't think so. But I
think it's direct to DVD, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't have many movie trailers like on this list, so I put this on mainly because I was like, well, fuck it, like there's like three trailers that are new right now because we're midweek.
Yeah,
one of them's Escape Plan. I don't know, I'm sure it's for someone's excited about this movie. Like, well, I mean, I'm excited about it, but just because of Devin Sawa. He's getting my ticket, it's clear that they can
make these movies for like, you know, a couple million dollars, if that much. And they film in the same factory in Poland or wherever.
Yeah.
I feel like these are movies made for Redbox.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're still going to a Redbox to get movies, you're watching Escape Plan.
You're very invested in the Escape Plan.
Because you've made the trip.
Yeah.
Bumblebee's all rented out.
Right. Yeah. Bumblebee is the hottest thing in Redbox.
The kids want action.
Right.
So you're going to get Escape Plan, the Extractionists, or whatever this is called.
Well, this maybe it's just the titles, like in the trailer. This feels like a good, solid, like the kind of movie you'd watch as a kid on your friend at your friend's house, where his dad puts it on, and it's like a kind of a corny action movie. Like it feels nostalgic in that sense. Like,
yeah,
and that's not a bad thing at all. Like it feels like a rental. Right.
Oh, for sure.
You don't go out and see this movie. You don't bring a date. You don't go out to dinner.
You don't
take
a date to see Escape Plan? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's
I guess you could make a night out of it.
That's because you
make dinner at home.
Well, the first time she comes to your place,
you put this on.
That's when you want to put Escape Plan Extraction Zone on the TV.
Yeah. You want her to know what you're about.
Yeah. If there's danger, you'll get her out eventually. Mm-hmm. You have to assemble a team.
Right. I have to devise an escape plan.
Right. But you'll get her.
I have to consult Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Oh, this is perfect. These films are fine. I like them just the way they are. I wouldn't change them for anything. I think I might get into these movies. I first have to watch the first one.
You have literally nothing to lose.
Yeah. If anything, maybe we'll get a good Best Bad Movie episode out of it. Like, I don't know. I don't know how this will affect me. I had, late in my life, got a love for the Universal Soldier films. Like, I realized those were delightful. So who knows? Maybe we're all missing out on Escape Plan.
Could be.
Yeah. It's only one way to find out.
For Dave to watch Escape Plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I might do that tonight.
Let us know if we need to watch it or not.
All right. So we're getting from here into E3, into all the video game
trailers. Yeah. E3, the big video game expo.
Yeah, I selected four. There were so many more to choose from, but I selected the four that spoke to me the most. The first of which, of course, being Cyberpunk 2077. Everybody's talking about this one because it has Keanu Reeves in it. Did you notice Keanu Reeves? He's at the very end.
I did notice Keanu Reeves.
I did not. And I actually, I did watch the trailer.
Yeah. This is, Tom, do you know more about this game? It's like is it an RPG? It is.
It's made by the people who made the Witcher games. Okay. So it's been in development for fucking ever.
Yep.
It's based on a pre-existing RPG property, I believe. It's very Blade Runner, very There's another obvious comparison I'm not thinking of, but yeah,
it's very like open world. I heard,
yeah,
and it's I heard it's very vertical. Like there's like levels you can go up and through like buildings and stuff, which that excites me. Like it's not like most open worlds are like how far you can go across the map. This is apparently more vertical.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that kind of I think that's kind of cool. I don't know. That was just early stuff I read about it, but. I mean, the more I learn about this, the more excited I am because it's kind of a look that we need in video games. Because one of the other ones is, what is it, Outer Worlds or something like that? The one that's doing like the Fallout, BioShock,
yeah,
sure. Where it's like that look is so played out where it's the retro future.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we got kind of a new aesthetic, which is cyberpunk,
Blade Runner
future.
I'm digging this future shit. Yeah. I'm into this.
We should get a Johnny Mnemonic game.
They should call this Johnny Mnemonic. You have fucking Keanu in it.
They should call it Johnny Mnemonic 2. Bam.
Yes.
Done.
Yep. That would draw so many more people in. All those Johnny Mnemonic. You could get Ice-T with the fucking anarchy sign on his forehead.
Who doesn't love Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah. You could get
Henry Rollins.
You get...
Dolph Lundgren.
You get Body Count to do the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. They're still performing.
Good. Good for them.
Then they're available.
Yeah. Yeah, Henry Rollins. God damn. That would be cool. You could have the fucking the thumb whip. The laser whip and Johnny Mnemonic. That would be great in a game.
Do you think Body Count, even once, has ever played the Law and Order theme in concert?
God, I hope they have.
I hope Ice-T comes out
Cop Killer
to a death metal version of the Law and Order theme at every Body Count show.
That'd be so good.
I need that.
He's done some D&D audiobooks, so I hope Body Count was somehow involved with those.
Oh, I need to check out his D&D audiobooks.
Did you see Ice-T's Twitter the other day where he was talking about, he was like, hey, Amazon needs to give people like a uniform or something, because the Amazon delivery man was creeping up on my back door and I almost shot him.
Yeah. I saw that. It's a good
Twitter,
point.
Yeah, his Twitter
is
delightful.
It's an excellent point. Yeah, you have people crawling around your house at night.
Yeah. Well, I saw an Amazon guy the other day with a vest, so maybe they listened to
him. Well, you think you'd take some precaution when he looked at that label and it said iced tea.
Exactly.
You'd think he wouldn't.
Don't go crawling through iced tea's bushes.
Oh, what a terrifying thought of looking at a package you have to deliver. It says iced tea. Exactly. Like, oh, shit. Oh, man.
There are so many different ways I could fuck this up.
Yeah. Yeah, he should be in fucking Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is...
What?
I'm excited about this game.
Oh, for sure.
Very excited about it. I want it to be as good as it looks, because it looks great. I want to live in this world. Like, this is a world I want to live in, and I want to spend months of my life doing it, you know? I want it to be my next Red Dead, you know, Red Dead Online. Where it's just like, I want to spend so much time doing little stupid things. Like, I don't even, like, I want to do, you know, like, chores in this world, you know? I want to go out and get some, like, futuristic ramen noodles in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
be, like, rainy and a, you know, cyberpunk city.
I want to go to a futuristic Redbox and rent the escape.
Yeah, Escape Plan 20, because it's the future.
Yep.
It's 2077. I also like the 2077 because I really appreciate futuristic movies still like calling the shots in a way that we know like people in 2077 will be able to look at this and be like, look at how dumb they were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like that. I like us being like, 10 years from now, there'll be robots and flying cars. And it's like, yeah, why not? Fuck it. Although in 2077, I feel like it's going to be way more depressing.
I feel like we won't be using the word cyber. In 2077.
I think we can if we push it. I was thinking about this with Back to the Future 2, where it was like, look, we have time. 2015, when it was like 2014, it was like, we can start wearing our pants inside out. Like, we can start doing this stuff. It's not hard. We can sell boots with big rhino spikes on them and like weird hats.
Fuck
that
those
look like
rhinos.
Those meat mallets. Yeah, exactly. Like, it was in our power to start to make the world look at least look like Back to the Future 2. Like, we won't have the flying cars, but we can have everything else. So I think it's our responsibility to, like, we were just talking before this podcast about how I want drones in the sky because it at least looks futuristic.
Yeah, it looks like the future.
Yeah, I don't care if they're not delivering anything. They're just drowning around, like...
Well, like I said, watching us.
Watching us, yes.
I just want them watching us.
Watching us, yeah.
Keeping us safe.
Keeping us safe.
Honestly, yeah.
Drones with little tasers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Can fly
around.
I'd
feel safer.
Yeah.
Maybe a little code you can wear on your clothes so it can scan you and know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. And maybe assign jobs.
Mm.
That would be so helpful. Yeah, that would help me out a lot.
Would take all the headache out of having to look for a job myself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind three meals a day in like a liquid form.
Right.
Yeah, just tell me what my job is, government.
Or maybe a block, like a little cube, a little block made of bugs, maybe.
Yeah. A little block bug. Are you saying, yeah.
Like a snow piercer.
Yeah. I could live on a snow piercer train. That'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to be in the front, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't put me in steerage. Fuck that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, if you had kids, you could sell the kids.
Yeah, they need kids to do the thing.
That fucking train is eventually just going to be kids. Like, it'll just be an entire train made up of kids.
Right.
Like, just kind of, like, interlocked and doing various train motions. That's what was
making
happening.
Making train noises.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the next trailer? We should move on.
All right. Our next trailer is Blair Witch, the video game.
The video game.
I don't know what you guys think about this.
I want to play it. And I don't play video games, but
okay, yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it looks interesting. It looks like Outlast type game.
I want to be in the woods where the Blair Witch Project happened, and I want to run around in a video game way.
I want to see them explore the mythology.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly doing the time travel stuff in here, where it's like it seems like your character's caught in a loop.
Yeah, I think it's funny that they make you have a camera.
Yeah.
And like that's just like, they're like, well, it's not Blair Witch unless your character has a camera. And it's like, I don't care about filming this. I'm not, you know, I hope all the points are like, get as much footage as you can. You have to get this much footage for this level to be complete.
Well, it looks like the camera helps you see things that you wouldn't otherwise see.
That's going to fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that's like, this reminds me of Alien Isolation, which was a game that I was like, I don't normally play games like this, but I want to live this story. I want to know.
Yeah.
And I love the Alien universe. So it's that where it's like, well, I'm going to have to play this fucking horror game.
It looks like it's only for Xbox though, Dave. Xbox and PC.
But PC.
Oh, that's true. You can get it on PC. Yeah. What the fuck am I talking PC. About?
Yeah. You can do that.
I always forget about that.
Yeah. Steam. Steam's great.
Steam. Yeah, someone sent me Plague Incorporated on Steam.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should play that shit.
I have.
Blair Witch. Yeah, all right. Well, going in the totally other direction of, like, horror themes, the next trailer is Doom Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
There's gameplay trailers for this as well. Adam, I assume you haven't played the new Doom games.
I have not.
They're just awesome.
They're pretty great, yeah.
Like, they're not creepy. It's just like, here's a bunch of monsters, and now you're going to blow them up. And it's going to be blood and guts everywhere. And we're going to blast metal music the whole time.
Nice.
And you're going to feel
that's
like...
That's the most important aspect, is that it's a never-ending metal soundtrack.
Yeah. There's no plot. You just, like, wake up in a room, and they're just like, all right, go.
Are you able to play this in a virtual reality kind of way?
There is a Doom VR that I have, and it's neat, but the controls are kind of... shitty. They haven't figured out how to do VR first person shooters.
Yeah, I had the gigantic headset that came with the Samsung for a while, and there was a game on there that was sort of like a Doom type game.
Ooh.
And as far as I knew, it was just a game about me looking to the right and immediately getting killed by a monster. Because the minute you looked at these things, they just charged at you. And it's like, I have a helmet on. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, VR games need to an extent, be more on the rails. Like, VR, they haven't figured out that VR is, it's not quite the same as games. And it's not quite the same as movies. It's more like a Disney ride. Like, VR should be more like a ride that you go on and that you interact with. Because to make it, unless it's like, there's certain games like Star Trek Bridge Crew is a really good VR because it's just you on the bridge of the Enterprise. So you don't have to like move around a lot. You just feel immersed.
Right.
Like puzzle games, stuff like that are good on VR. But the moment they try to do shooting and action, you fucking run into your wall. You trip over a chair because it's too much movement and it's too difficult.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. There's some really chill VR. There's one where you're just a god floating through the cosmos and you blow up spaceships. And you can literally like fly through space to other galaxies and stuff. And you get real high. You have yourself a great time playing that game.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, Doom Eternal. Is this basically Hell on Earth, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because, yeah, the original Doom, I think it was Doom 2, right, is Hell on Earth?
Yeah, the original Doom 2 is Hell on Earth, correct. Yeah.
Like, where else do you go with it, you know?
Yeah, you're also apparently fighting angels in this, which I'm fucking so down with.
Yes! Why aren't the angels getting more punishment? They deserve to be beat up,
too. Oh, they're going to get some punishment. You're going to shoot them, too.
I love that progression, because it was originally like, we frighten demons. And I like the idea of, like, you know what? I don't trust these angels, either. These shifty angels.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring down some angels, too. Fuck it. Just fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck angels.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it all down.
I love the idea that you're playing as such a just a little fucking maniac. You're just like, I'm killing everything.
I also like the idea from the biblical point of view of like the devil and God like creating man and feeling so powerful. And then one day a portal opens and like a dude walks out like with a gun and just starts shooting demons. And is like, can they do that? I didn't know they could do that. Yeah. We aren't paying enough attention. All right. Last trailer. It's another game because E3 happened.
Yeah.
This is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm fucking excited.
Oh, are you? I don't care.
Did you play the one where you're the Sith?
Yeah. Force Unleashed. I played that one.
I love third person whacking people with a lightsaber games.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same.
Yeah, it just it becomes like I'm tired of mining these sort of in-between chapters of Star Wars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think of it like the EU where it's just like, whatever. Like, it's like a plot to a porn where it's just like, that's not the point. No one cares about the plot. We're just trying to, you know, get through it. And that's kind of how I feel with this where it's like, okay, fine. It's in between one of the, I don't give a shit. Don't give a shit. I just want to hit people with lightsabers. And that's what there is. And I want to float. I want to stick out my hand and crush a dude. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it looks okay. It's just like so many Star Wars games have been canceled that sounded really cool.
Right.
And like, this is the one that they're going ahead with, and it's just such a lame cookie cutter thing of what they've already done. It's just like, all right.
That's true. Like an open world Star Wars game, if they did another like RPG Star Wars, but made it a little more like open world, like I just want to see the people who did Red Dead do every world.
For sure. Yes.
Like I want to see Star Wars, but it's like Mos Eisley and you're Red Dead, but it's like Mos Eisley where you're just walking around.
Yeah, I think that was one of the games they were working on.
Yeah, that would be great. That said, I mean, I don't care. I just want to whack things with a lightsaber. But yeah, there are definitely better versions of this game that could exist.
Yeah, it's just ultimately my problem with Star Wars in general. It's like everything is so safe that it's just like, this is bland.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Like, well, you're playing as some bland-ass white dude in this game. It's like, all right.
Some weird magic honky.
Like fucking Forrest Whitaker's in there. Let me play as him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that was Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like Keanu Reeves with Cyberpunk, and this has been around for a while.
Do you think he watches that game or looks at it and is like, man, they really nailed my fucked up eye?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm so glad they made my eye look as fucked up as it is in real life.
It's probably in his contract. He's like,
yeah.
I feel like if you do a cartoon, they'd do the eye. Like,
yeah, because at this point, it would be like Flavor Flav without a clock or something. Yeah. Like, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah. It's always weird to see like a really good actor in one of these games because do you think they paid him for mocap?
They might have. I mean, he did he was in one of them. He was in Rogue One.
Oh yeah.
He's playing his character. He's playing a younger version of his character from Rogue One.
Oh, and you know what? They probably did mocap because it's Disney and it's
Disney and EA and those are like, yeah, that's where all the money is.
Yeah, I at least think this game is going to be safe, which again, I know that's a problem, but like not every game, I guess I don't want every game to be Red Dead, to be like, oh God, I have to do so much. If there was ever a game to do an open immersive world, it is Star Wars, yes. But like Wolfenstein, for example, is another one. That's why I was so annoyed with the new God of War, because it tried to be like real open world and they're like, there's a million things you could do. And it's like, no, just give me an on the rails, like, slashing people up God of War. I don't want to spend months and months and months having to play it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel about this is like, yes, a more immersive, larger, unique game would be fun, but I'm mm-hmm. going to enjoy playing this for a month and then throwing it away and never playing it again.
Throwing it in the trash. Yeah.
But I know I'm going to enjoy that. So
that's fair.
Yeah. But I get you. I get you. Yeah.
I'm glad you get me. Mm-hmm. Glad that's why we do this show.
Mm-hmm. To get each other.
Yeah, to get each other.
Like in every way.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Vengeance fuels this show.
Welcome to Vengeance Cast.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Do a Vengeance Cast.
Yeah, why not? I'm sure that wouldn't be used in like court or anything.
No.
No, definitely not.
All right, well, let's move on to the news stories.
Yeah.
So someone interviewed, apparently the producers of Men in Black are also the producers of Gladiator. And they asked him, is Gladiator 2 still happening? And they said, yes.
Oh my god! Is it still going to be the time traveling storyline?
I don't think it was ever going to be that. I think it was.
Is this a real a time?
What happened is Russell Crowe wanted a Gladiator 2 way back in the day, and so he hired the person you would get to make Gladiator 2. He hired Nick Cave to write the screenplay.
What the fuck?
And, yep, it gets weirder. So he told Nick Cave, like, I need to be in it, and it's like, weren't you dead? Didn't you die in the
first
movie?
He's
like, doesn't matter. So Nick Cave sat down, being Nick Cave, and wrote Gladiator 2. That takes place, it starts in the afterlife, and yes. He has to fight his way out of the afterlife, he ends up fighting the gods, and then he time travels to Rome, and like it's like a couple hundred years after he died, and then there's more fighting, and he becomes immortal, and it ends with him fighting through time up into the Vietnam War.
Why up into the Vietnam War?
I think past, actually. I think.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was just like whatever the newest wars were. He's just fighting war. He's Wolverine. It's X-Men Origins Wolverine. And Russell Crowe read it and was like, no. But like, what do you expect? You're trying to make Gladiator 2.
I hope Nick Cave still makes that movie.
Yeah.
Or at least make it a concept album.
Yeah. Oh, he could definitely do that. I heard that Murder Ballads is supposed to become a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been working for like a really long time now because...
It would be a good series.
Yeah, it would be a great series. Just one fucking, an episode for a song.
Fucking love Nick Cave.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
So great.
Yeah.
So I thought that Gladiator 2 died with Russell Crowe turning that down, but apparently the producers are still working on it. Who knows if that's ever going to be a thing. You know?
Yeah. At this point.
But yeah,
I mean, reading the article, the plot didn't sound that crazy.
What was in the article?
Well, that the movie is going to be set 25 years.
Yeah.
In the future,
which makes sense.
Russell Crowe's not in it, which makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, because he's super sense. Fucking dead. Yeah.
Yeah. So
why would he be in it?
So it's just a movie. I feel like this is just a script they got, and they're like, well, let's slap Gladiator on it.
Yeah,
this could be Gladiator 2.
Feels unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Those details you just said makes me be like, yeah, it might be good, as much as any movie could be good,
right.
Considering that it doesn't sound related to Gladiator at all. Mm-hmm. Unless it's going to be like Backdraft 2, where it's like straight to VOD, and it's like, oh, this is like... a character sort of related to the characters.
Have you watched Backdraft 2 yet?
Not yet, but I'm very excited.
I haven't either.
I'm looking forward to it. Next news, there's an animated Spice Girls movie coming.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
Sure.
I won't go see it, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, for all those kids who are into Spice Girls.
Right. Well, I feel like this will get a lot of adult attention.
I hope they gear it towards adults.
They should, because there's a lot of... nostalgia around Spice Girls,
mm-hmm.
especially for, you know, like they were one of those TRL bands that a lot of kids identified with back then.
There were
a lot of people still love them.
Yeah. They were a lady boy band, which is weird that there's not that many of them.
More of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like there's plenty of, you know, women who are singers and famous and all that, but they never really do. Yeah, a boy band, but for women. And that's weird to me because that's a whole other demographic. That's horny teenage boys.
Right.
Yeah. Like boy bands, that's what boy bands are for, you know?
Like, but I think the problem is horny teenage boys tend to, like, reject music like that.
Right. They're also, they're pretty gross.
Yeah.
They're also a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
I don't want the Spice Girls to have to cater to them.
Yeah, and I feel like any artist where they're like, hey, you want to be in this ensemble where we are trying to attract horny teenage boys? They'd be like, no, I don't want that in my life.
Yeah, I'm
like,
good.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
This will be fine. I don't know. I was never into Spice Girls. I know the one song.
I wasn't either. They have a couple songs. They have a song called Spice Up Your Life that is just a banger.
That sounds like a great song.
It's really great. But beyond that, I've never... I didn't identify with it.
Right.
Because I'm too butch.
You are. I mean, we frequently say that about you.
Yeah, I'm too macho.
Yeah. It's just your machismo is just... It doesn't jive.
It's pretty oozy.
Yeah. It's gross, honestly.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, no, it's too much. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. All right, final news story. Tarantino is continuing to talk about his Star Trek film.
Yeah.
And that it will be super R-rated.
Why?
Good question.
Can't he just make a movie that's not?
He said it would be R-rated specifically because of language. And that bugs me because if there's one thing you could make R-rated about Star Trek is make it a little more grotesque, like a Cronenberg situation. Or like someone gets shot with a phaser and their head explodes. It's like, sure. I mean, that's still not great. But we don't... The point of Star Trek is that Tarantino doesn't exist in this world. The point of Star Trek is that no one's saying the N-word. You know, like, it's not... This dog's having trouble with this chair.
Yeah, I don't... Like, I would be all for a more violent Star Trek, like you said, but who cares if they curse? Like, for me, I feel like it would be more interesting and more of a challenge for Quentin Tarantino to see him make a movie where people don't curse.
Wouldn't it be great to see Quentin Tarantino make a movie that wasn't a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this a million times where it's like his movies are fine, but he's not a good filmmaker in the sense that he can only make one type of movie.
Yeah.
He can't write characters who exist in any reality but his own.
I don't need a gritty Star Trek reboot.
We've already tried that and it wasn't great.
Yeah. It's pretty not good.
Yeah. Yeah, we really like...
I don't like it.
It's weird how much the creators of Star Trek are doing everything but bringing back a TNG-style show. Because they must know that this generation grew up on TNG. Like, their demographic are people who grew up on goddamn TNG.
Right.
And they keep being like, okay, let's go back to the original series and let's make it gritty. And it's like, I mean, that's fine, I guess, but... If you want to actually make money, look at the Orville and just be like, let's do that, but our brand. Like, they seem to know with the Picard show, but like this idea of like, all right, we need to attract millennials. I know, let's get Tarantino to make one. It's like, oh, you fucking dummies.
Yeah, let's not do that. What if we didn't?
Yeah. And there are people that, like, I think who they could do like a stunt director that would attract the right people and do like a TNG thing. I mean, we're seeing that with the Orville again, where it's like, oh, Seth MacFarlane doing Star Trek. I'm not a big fan of him, but he's clearly capable of it.
Right.
And I think they could find people who could do a good, like, wholesome Star Trek that's not cheesy.
They should let Rob Zombie do it.
I mean, I kind of watch that.
Just a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah, hillbilly Star Trek. Yeah, like I'd accept that over Tarantino.
Yeah, Tarantino I'd watch him drive his Dragula through space.
Yeah, Tarantino doing Star Trek, it's like buying an impractical car where you see the car and you're like, oh yeah, I want that. Let's do that, and you're really into it. And then finally, you get in the car and you're like, well, this doesn't work at all for me. It's only got two seats, and like I can't move my shit. I think that's how like the Star Trek is with Tarantino, where they're like, oh, yeah, let's do fucking Tarantino. Oh, that's great. And they're going to get all the way to the script and then they'll be like, oh, we don't want this.
Yeah, everything doesn't need cursing.
Yeah.
Like, I saw No Doubt in concert back in the late 90s, and Gwen Stefani was just cursing up a fucking storm.
Yeah, why?
And I was like, I don't need that. Like, it's not that... Like, I'm not saying, ooh, watch your mouth, young lady.
I don't think
it's
any
just
ska
Gwen
band.
Stefani. Chill out.
Any ska band needs to curse.
Yeah. It's like you can't play the trumpet and say fuck at the same time.
No, you can't. You really can't.
Not in that upbeat manner, anyway.
No swearing.
Someone better have died if you're doing those two things at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you need to be at a funeral.
A funeral where you say fuck really loud.
Yeah.
playing a ska funeral.
Ooh.
Pallbearers are skanking your casket down.
Oh, man. I want that.
Is Livin' La Vida Loca a ska song?
No.
No.
You sure? That yes. horn? That horn riff?
I don't think everything with horns is ska. Mm-hmm.
Livin' La Vida Loca is a ska song. That's what this podcast is about now.
I'm still thinking about a ska funeral. Everybody with like white ties.
Yep.
Suspenders.
Suspenders.
Yep. Suspenders and black hats.
Plaid mm-hmm. suspenders.
You gotta get the fedoras.
Yeah, black fedoras with a white hat band.
Yeah. They gotta like, they drop your casket and they gotta pick it up.
Pick it up.
It's just perfect. I want a ska funeral. I don't even like ska. I just want to inconvenience people with some that kind of bullshit.
I want to make people be really glad that I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking ska funeral. Oh, man. All right. So that's it for news stories, you guys.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that means we're
Dave,
on to... Yes,
Dave,
Tom.
Do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
I do, but it's kind of your movie that deserves more hype because you sent it to me.
That's true. Yeah, I caught wind of this last week.
Yeah, this is called Sword of Trust. Mm-hmm. It's coming out July 19th. It's got an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's a kind of a small... It's a small pool of critics. It's apparently a mostly improvised movie about someone trying to... a gay couple trying to sell a Civil War sword that proves the South won. And it stars Marc Maron as a pawn shop owner. So
it's an interesting premise.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks pretty great.
It looks like fun. It's mostly improvised. I like the reviews of it are like are a lot of people like, I know how that sounds, but it's not terrible. Like it's that where it's like, it's not insufferable. Like it's actually quite good. And I guess it taps into a lot of like modern conspiracy theories and like, you know, racists. And it doesn't make fun of the South that much. Apparently it's not like cartoonishly, like they're not portrayed as like cartoonish buffoons because it's a very specific type of person, a rich person who wants to prove that the South won the Civil War.
Right.
Is going to get really insane customers. So I think there's a lot of comedians getting to play very like weird characters. The trailer, you'll see from the trailer. The trailer will tell you if you like it or not. You know, because it's a comedy. We don't always do comedies. We tend not to do comedies in this section. But I don't know. Yeah, it looks exciting. Yeah,
I thought the trailer looked good.
Yeah, Adam, you brought up
shit.
Yeah, you brought up Nightmare Cinema. We have talked about Nightmare Cinema. Yeah? But that's coming. That's getting here, right?
Yeah, it's in June. I'm really excited for that. I feel like it's going to be like a... I think it's on demand the day it comes out.
Okay.
So you won't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I definitely want to give that a nod because it's like five directors. It's an anthology.
Anthology. Joe Dante is one of the directors. Yeah,
fucking Joe Dante is in there. Yeah,
As I was Googling this to add it to the list, I found they were doing a poster signing for this movie in my neighborhood last night.
Damn.
So I could have met Joe Dante last night.
Damn. And Mickey Rourke is like the thing that ties it all together.
Right.
Yeah, he's like an evil projectionist.
Right. Quite literally the thing that ties it all together. Yeah.
I'm excited for Nightmare Cinema. And so that's out in June. So go see that and then go see the fucking the Sword of Truth.
Sword of Trust.
Trust. Sword of Trust.
Sword of Trust.
I closed my notes, so yeah, that one.
Watch Tragedy Girls on Hulu too.
Okay. Yeah. What any other like unknown movies out right now that you liked? I liked I Am Mother.
I liked I Am Mother a lot.
Yeah. That's on Netflix. It's pretty
on the Netflix. I got to give that a watch.
I will make an unconventional recommendation and say watch On the Brink, which is the Steve Bannon documentary.
Okay.
I don't say that to support Steve Bannon. I say it so you understand how much of a threat he still is.
He didn't make the documentary. This isn't like his.
Well, no.
Roger and
that's
me.
That's one of the things that's really interesting about it. It is one of those documentaries where the person is following him around, but the person making the documentary clearly is not a Steve Bannon fan.
This is like the what's the Wiener guy? They made a documentary on him.
Oh, Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, where it was like clear that the documentary crew was following him before they knew, oh, this is what the documentary is going to be. And then, like, I feel like at a certain point, they were like, I don't know, comedy? And they're like, yeah, I guess this is a comedy now.
Yeah, the Steve Bannon documentary. It's scary.
I'll have to check that out. These are all good ideas.
Yeah.
Also, Starfish is back, is on streaming now, and We Have Always Lived in This Castle. Those are two movies that we mentioned on this show. So as an update, you guys can go watch those.
There's so much to watch right now,
There's
you guys.
There's so much to watch. You're going to have busy eyes. Busy, busy eyes.
Busy eyes.
Geez, I think that's it.
I think that's a sode. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That is a sode. Adam, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug? What do you want to do?
We have a bunch of new shows coming out on the Unpops Network all this month. Pod the Life, which is our 6-part exploration into the history of the band Korn.
Yeah. Ooh.
Which is a riot of a podcast. And I'll tell you what, we went in hating Korn and came out not hating Korn as much.
Oh, wow.
So there
hating
was that.
Korn slightly less.
Congratulations.
Hatred diminished somewhat.
We also have a show called The 90s Sucked, which I promised was not going to be a politics podcast. And then the first episode was about the Gulf War.
Yeah.
So I dropped ball on that. And that's with me and Chet Wilde and Doc Jams, which is a podcast about documentaries with me and Caitlin Cutt.
Oh,
those are all they're all on the Patreon right now. We'll be releasing them publicly soon. Oh, and Pretty Carrie, which is a podcast about the life and history of Mariah Carey from the people who bring you the Pretty Scary podcast
God
on
damn.
The Unpops
oh,
Network.
Nailed it.
And I'm doing a solo thing about the history of the Freemasons.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a busy month.
Yeah, you're a busy man. You're as busy as those eyes.
Yes.
Those busy eyes. Yeah. Tom, did you hear about our Patreon, Tom?
I did. Why don't you tell them about it?
Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We got exclusive podcasts. We also have a podcast mini series happening right now called The Adventures of Two Guys Watching the Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. because this one guy made us. It's right there in the title, the premise.
What's it about?
It's about two guys watching the adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Why?
Because this one guy made us.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, it all falls together.
Yeah. Once Dave explained it, I just had to hear you say it.
Yeah. It's out for all of June every Saturday. So tomorrow it'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So enjoy that shit.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on iTunes or wherever you listen to your free podcast stuff. If you want to help us out, go ahead and leave like a review.
That's such a good idea. We never tell people to leave reviews.
Yeah. Give us a review.
Yeah. Only a good review. If you're thinking of doing a bad one, just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself, man.
Keep that shit.
Write it on a piece of paper, fold it up, release it into the wind.
Shove it right up your ass.
Yeah. You can't say anything nice. Fuck off.
Yeah. Can't say anything nice. You're a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at TheCorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.